Hi, this is Mark Mohammedpour, and welcome to Chasing the Sun, the show designed for communicators, marketers, and public relations professionals to learn how to incorporate health and wellness, reduce stress, grow in their career, and thrive. You can reach me at MarkMo on Instagram or Twitter, M-A-R-K-M-O-H. Email me at Mark, M-A-R-K, at chasingthesunpdx.com, or find my website at chasingthesunpdx.com. I am a health coach for communicators, and after losing more than 140 pounds over the last 10 years, helping my fellow communicators live their best life has become my purpose. And today I want to talk to a dear friend of mine, Jamie Mayfield Fox, who has a new baby boy, Jamal Jr. And Jamie, like me, has been in the profession for a few years, and as a new mom, Jamie has a lot of thoughts to share. So we talk about Jamie's career. We talk about tips for moms or expectant moms and how to talk to their employers, and tips for new parents and tips for coming back into the workplace. Jamie's been back at her job for a month or so, and so she talks about her career with the health department here in Multnomah County out in Oregon State here. And she's just a wonderful person, and we just had a wonderful time. This is part one of a two-part conversation. Part two will come next week. Thanks for listening. And Jamie, thank you so much for your time. Hi there. Today we have a really special guest, a dear friend, Jamie Mayfield Fox. It's so good to have you here, Jamie.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. It's a really, really big year for you and your family.
And lots of changes.
Yeah. So we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about you and some incredible developments in your life, and want to hear all about you, how you live your best life.
Sounds good.
So let's take a step back. You and I have known each other for a few years now through PRSA. And we had a really great working relationship for a conference that we had here in Portland a few years ago. Feels like a long time ago, but it was only, I think, 2016, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
My goodness, we had a really good time.
And just, I want to say thank you for that opportunity to believe in me to be a co-chair for the organization's, like, one of their largest signature events. So I just thank you again for that opportunity. It was a lot of fun.
The feeling's mutual. Couldn't have done it without this partnership. And there were a lot of other people, Libby McKenzie, so many other people were involved in that. And it's just, it's always an honor to be able to serve the community. So about you, so you've been in PR for a few years now. How did you get to where you're at now? And where are you at now? What are you up to?
Yeah, so I've been with Multnomah County Health Department for the past 8 years after grad school. My current role is a communications project manager for the Office of Equity and Inclusion, which is pretty exciting. And so I started out as a public health communication specialist, and so doing a lot of tactical work, internal pieces. And then from there, I was a strategic communication strategist, and so putting on a lot of events for the health department, still engaging employees. And then, you know, moving up to be a consultant for a different department, HR manager. And so what I've noticed with the various roles, which have been very rewarding throughout my almost nine years with the county, is that they've all focused around supporting leadership with employee engagement. Mm-hmm. I think what happens when we are providing services to clients, that leadership tends to forget that your employees are your number one ambassadors.
Absolutely.
And so if they're not in the loop, if they're not understanding what's going on, you know, then that can cause some stress and definitely some chaos within the culture.
Could not agree more. This was a big focus of actually the conference that we had a few years ago, was connecting external comms and internal comms. And It's become probably my side mission, along with starting Chasing the Sun, to do whatever I can to really talk about the public relations profession, the people who are not only going to school for it, but who are looking for possible changes, to look at internal communications, employee engagement as a career path. Mm-hmm. Because I think there are a lot of similar skill sets that apply. And you're a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. What was it about public health specifically that drew you?
You know what? It was one of those things where it was an opportunity. To be honest, after grad school at Michigan State University, I knew I was going to work in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love D.C., the fast pace, the culture. And then at that time, when I graduated, the economy had shifted, and so they weren't hiring a lot of students like right out of school, right? They wanted you to have, you know, that 5+ years of experience. So I came home, and someone who I knew worked for Multnomah County Health Department, and I gave them my resume. They're like, hey, I want to connect you with someone. They're needing communications support. And so that's kind of how it started. And what's really interesting is that I think it's so important when you select internships, when you're in college and you're selecting these internships, be intentional, right? And so in college and grad school, between the two, I've had about 4 internships. And one of the internships was in Washington, D.C. I worked for a company called Double R Productions, and that's where I learned video production skills. Mm. And so not knowing at that time, I just thought, okay, I want to expand my resume, get this experience. But that was one of the things that my boss at the time for the county was looking for, someone who can produce, you know, internal videos for the organization. And so internships really do help play a role in your future, your professional field, your future employment. And so that's how I was introduced into the health department. Yeah.
That's great. Trying different things, figuring it out, figuring out what works for you. And I could not agree with you more. And it's a constant discussion I think we have with college students is there's a lot of pressure to get those internships and have something that looks good on your resume. And the big thing I discuss with them is not necessarily the name of the company or organization you're working for, but what you've done, how you've been able to impact it, and then how that can apply going forward. I really, frankly, don't care where you intern. I care about what your role is, what you did. Mm-hmm. Are there measurable objectives that you were able to show, which I understand is challenging when you're an intern, depending on the type of role. Mm-hmm. That's why I talk to a lot of them about small businesses. And being able to work with them, you get a lot of great experience. And I think, obviously, working for a big company as an intern, it gives you a lot of opportunity to network within the organization. I would say, though, with LinkedIn and with social media and just with how our technology works, you can do a parallel where you're working with a small business or another organization that you really care about, and then in parallel to connect with others organically elsewhere. And then by that time, you're able to ultimately figure out what you want to do. And so that's a big message that I try to share. And I that's great that you had so many experiences before you, you know, before you found where your path.
Oh, yeah, it helps. And, you know, don't be afraid to try, you know, have an internship in nonprofit, have an internship in corporate and government, because you're still figuring it out. And your first employer, they're going to respect that. Yeah. They're going to know you're young, you're figuring it out. You know, we're here to help.
Absolutely. So, So we're here in Portland, Oregon. So you made it out here to Portland.
So I'm from Portland.
You're from Portland.
Yes, from Portland. I left.
You left. You came back. Everyone always comes back.
Yeah, it seems like it works out that way. You know, the Northwest is awesome.
It is. No, I wouldn't change it for anything. For our listeners who may not be here, to come out here anytime, we're very welcoming, and it's a wonderful place to live. So you're here. Mm-hmm. You got married recently.
Yes, 2017.
A couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And huge change.
Yes.
Right? And then now, this year, you have another incredible personal announcement.
Baby boy, Jamal Jr.
Baby boy, Jamal Jr.
May 7th this year, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
6 months.
6 months tomorrow.
6 months tomorrow.
On my birthday.
Very happy early birthday and happy half birthday to Jamal.
Thank
He's just a beautiful boy, and just He's congratulations. So 10 fingers, 10 toes, right?
Yes,
at the end of the day.
Couldn't ask for anything else. Yeah.
I really wanted to have you on just for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. Just your energy. I just love you personally and professionally. I have so much respect and admiration for you. And I think another big factor is the fact that you're a new mother. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to you about that as a new parent and what you've learned along the way, how you prepared for leave. And then coming back, because you've been back from leave for A couple months?
No, a month.
One month, all right. Okay, mm-hmm. So talk about that. Uh-huh. Talk about what that experience is like and
okay.
What advice you have for expectant mothers or parents who are looking to start a family.
Right. Great questions. So leaving work, you know, it's the typical wrapping up projects, making sure folks that you're working with have a point of contact on some of the things that you're working on. Making sure you have conversations with your benefits office to kind of know, you know, how long you could be on leave, if you need to extend it, what does that look like? Making sure just from a legal perspective, you're covered. It's something that you don't have to stress about. And I would start on that a few months before the baby gets here, because once the baby's here, it's kind of hard to, like, that's not a priority, right? Your priority is your precious baby. I want to break this up in two parts as far as advice, because like pre-baby and post-baby.
Absolutely.
For myself when it comes to physical and mental health and wellness. So before having Jamal, I was very active in when it comes to like working out sometimes twice a day. I would do cardio in the morning and then after work do CrossFit. And then from having spas once a month to listening to motivational tapes. I know one person that I really love to listen to is Les Brown. He's a great motivational speaker. Also Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. And then one of the tips that I got from Oprah was, you know, every day she would list out five things she was grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me try that.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me start with three. And so I did that for a while, and it's so rewarding because it humbles you and it makes you realize that we're blessed with a lot of stuff. You know, we're blessed to just to have our limbs, right? We're blessed to just
Absolutely.
Be alive. You know, if you have a job, and you may not be happy where you are, but you know, you're able to have income to take care of the things that you need to do. So I found myself just being super active. And then after Jamal was here, and then really thinking about how can I still incorporate physical and mental wellness? Well, it's not the same. Right, I don't have time to go to the gym, especially not twice a day.
Yeah.
If I can get it in once or twice, that's something. So then thinking outside the box, right? And these approaches are not new, right? So like taking the stairs, it's not new at work, you know, but it's something that you can do. I was proud of myself that I went grocery shopping and I parked way on the other end to walk to the grocery store inside and then push the shopping cart way back, you know, to my car.
It probably takes less time to do that than finding a spot close to
right,
where you're at.
Right. And then you don't have to worry about people scratching up your car too,
right?
At the same time. And I think a big thing for me is just slowing down. I feel like I'm constantly going and I've had to slow down, listen to my breathing, you know, kind of having a awareness check of, Jamie, how are you feeling? It's okay. You know, you're not going to get everything done all in today, and that's okay, right? So kind of giving yourself that grace. And I feel like what's been consistent from pre to post baby is, I think your attitude is so important. You have to have, and it's hard at times, especially when you're tired, but having a positive attitude, I believe, gives you the opportunity to be able to solve the problems that you're dealing with, right? You're able to have an open mind. And I believe self-motivation is so important. It's so critical because you can read all the books, you can hear all the motivational tapes, you can have all the external support to help you, but if you don't have it within, it's hard to take that first step.
Yeah.
So just know, I think for me, and the advice that I can share with moms is that what you used to do is going to look different now, and it's okay. It's okay, and eventually you'll get back to those things, but just give yourself grace and try to stay inspired, right? Because you're doing this not only for yourself, but also for your new precious angel too,
yeah.
So yeah.
That's wonderful advice, and I imagine you've had so much support from friends and family and Jamal Sr. and just a lot of love, but it's also, it's appreciating that, but also understanding and recognizing that to your point, your self-motivation, it really comes from within.
Yes.
And all of that external motivation is great, but it's really intrinsic. It's really within yourself that you kind of need that drive.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it's also okay if you're having a tough day,
and
it's just realizing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And It's, yeah, like, honestly, for me, I think going back to work was really a reality. And it took me a good month to really get back into the swings of putting myself first, and taking time out for me and doing these things. And so it's not going to happen all at once.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you mess up and then it takes you a week to get it back right. There's no time frame on how you heal and how you want to succeed.
Right.
Or, you know, just be mental and physically prepared to show up for work or anything like that.
Were you ready to be back around adults and in a professional environment? Or I've heard some people say that they're ready to have a balance.
Yeah, I think it was needed. I found myself, like, baby brain is so surreal.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Say more about...
Right, and it's this phase, and I was reading up about it, and they say that it can last up to 2 years. And so it's when you forget things, like, it could be small little things, kind of like, you know, where you put your keys, or where was I supposed to meet this person at, et cetera. So it's so important to write things down and set multiple reminders for yourself. I feel like sometimes it takes me a little longer to process information, you know, and some points I feel like, am I getting slow? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And talking to other moms, they're like, no, it's real. We're going through the same thing. And then on top of that, you're more emotional and your hormones are all over the place. So it's one of those things where you just, it's going to happen. The extent may vary from mother to mother. But just know there's resources out there, and it so helps when you can talk to other people who are going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Jamie, for your time. Part 2 will be coming next week. Once again, this is Mark Muhammad for Chasing the Sun, MarkMoh on Instagram or Twitter, Mark at ChasingTheSunPDX.com, or find me at ChasingTheSunPDX.com. I am here for you, the communications, marketing, and public relations professional who want to learn how to incorporate health and wellness so they can reduce stress, grow in their career, and thrive. I offer group coaching, one-on-one coaching, workshops, whatever I can do to help you grow and just thrive in your career. After spending my entire career in the public relations industry, helping companies meet their business objectives, I'm ready to help you, the professional, meet your objectives. Sign up and let's chat. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you next week. That's all for now.